I want to welcome you all to today's 10 o'clock meeting. I think we've given folks enough time to find parking spaces outside. We apologize for the shortage of parking spaces. I'd like to invite you to find a seat and sit anywhere so that we can begin our meeting, which is planned to go from about now until about noon. And today, I'm very pleased to welcome you to a public meeting that's all about two topics that are related: public power and broadband services over the internet. And this meeting is being brought to you by a local nonprofit organization on Bainbridge Island called Island Power. Your neighbors are the members of the board and the steering committee of Island Power. It's an organization that's existed for about a year and a half or so here on Bainbridge Island. And we're pleased to provide these public education sessions because we're all hoping that this island, Bainbridge Island, will consider helping the City Council to approve and ratify a proposal for public power. And we're hoping that we get that opportunity as early as this November on the ballot, when a lot of us will be turning out to vote at this November's election. Before I get too far, I want to just honor some people in the room. It's a pleasure to see, for example, Wayne Roth, who's a member of our City Council. Thank you, Wayne, for coming. And speaking of the city, it's a pleasure to see Doug Schultz, our city manager. And another City Council member standing next to him is Val Tollefson. Thank you, Val, for coming. And let's see. Somebody's... Oh, Ron, thank you very much. You go and sit down and I can't see you. Thank you. Ron Peltier, our newest City Council member. And spreading the circle a little bit further, all the way across the bridge, we have John Armstrong, who's a commissioner of the Kitsap Public Utility District, who's here. Stand up, John. John will probably be running for re-election to his seat this fall, so there's something else you can do on the November ballot. Not that I'm expressing any endorsements or anything, but thank you, John, for coming, because he's here with his team from Kitsap PUD, who will be speaking today in our program. So if you could go to the next slide. The theme today is that we have choices. We're voters and we have choices. And we have two kinds of choices that we're going to be talking about today: the choice for electric power. And we actually have a new choice of a potential publicly accountable green power by local nonprofit for electricity. And we're currently being served by a for-profit corporate utility that's owned by folks based in Australia. So it's a pretty clear alternative. We also have a choice for broadband internet. A lot of us, myself included, are currently being served by some distant corporations, Comcast, CenturyLink. But right here in Kitsap, we have the Kitsap Public Utility District that is a public provider. We elect people, you know, like John, to be our local commissioners, to be publicly accountable. And they provide high-speed internet and are willing to do that for neighborhoods. And we have people in the audience who they've already been working with who will tell their stories today. So if I could have the next slide. So what we're talking about is choice for Bainbridge Island as a whole when it comes to electricity. But on the next slide, we also have choices neighborhood by neighborhood. And in this picture, you'll see Winslow way down here, and Erickson, and Madison, City Hall. And right behind City Hall is the neighborhood that David Mitchell lives in. And I'm going to ask David to very briefly tell us the story of that neighborhood being served by broadband from Kitsap Public Utility District, working cooperatively with your neighbors.
Good morning. Thank you for coming. In 2014, my neighbors in the Islander Mobile Home Park decided that we would like to have our own broadband internet. And so we contracted with Kitsap PUD to bring us fiber. The closest fiber was seven poles away from us. And so we began working with KPUD. And the process took about a month and a half, making the request, having them come out to do the survey, putting together the proposal, getting it approved by our board, and so forth. And then KPUD submitted the request to the local power utility to attach fiber to their poles, seven poles. 4 months later, the electric utility issued permission for KPUD to attach to their poles. 1 day after that, KPUD had the job done. And this is kind of the experience that we've heard happens a whole lot. It's a large bureaucracy. Requests, especially requests that they're not particularly interested in, seem to disappear into the maw of the bureaucracy for a long time. Our proposal suggests that if we have our own electric utility, one which by its very nature is enthusiastic about people on the island having broadband, that maybe that four-month period would be a little bit shorter. That's my own experience anyway. Thank you.
Thank you, David. David Mitchell, who lives in that neighborhood. Next slide, please. So we're all accustomed to thinking about shopping local, and in a way, today's theme is about buying local, about thinking globally, thinking about climate change or other global topics, but shopping locally. And what we're here to tell you is that there is an opportunity out there, a choice, to have a local provider of electricity. Let's imagine a day when the $25 million a year that we collectively on Bainbridge Island pay for electricity, when instead of that money going mostly to Bellevue, to a headquarters, or out to Australia for the profit on that service, imagine, let's say, 40% of it even, staying in our community. That would be $10 million of annual revenue coming into our community to help us buy local, shop local, but think global. So that's part of the choice we're going to be talking about today. Another way of describing the choice is about the source of fuel. I don't know whether you know it, but by the way, this is a picture of a community called Colstrip, Montana, which has four coal-fired power reactors. And it is sending its power around the Northwest to PSE territory. PSE is half owner of some of these units. And so every day on Bainbridge Island, when you flip on the switch, think about the fact that a third of what is lighting the light bulb is coming from that coal. About 35% of our power on Bainbridge Island is coming from that coal. That is the 15th largest contributor to climate change pollution in the country, that plant. And sure, we could each go out and sign up for PSE's Green Power Program, and I do that. I take the max because it helps to subsidize some new wind farms or some new green power. But it doesn't change one bit today the fact that when I turn on the switch, 35% of the power is coming from coal. By contrast, you'll hear today that we have a choice to be a local public provider of our own power and get all of it from Bonneville, which is a green source of power. It's 97% renewable, no coal. That's a great choice. So today's speakers, I'll get out of the way and let you hear from the experts. Steve Johnson's our first speaker, and he is a local Bainbridge resident. He's co-chair of Island Power. If you could go back just a little bit on that. And he's going to talk about what we're choosing to call the Bainbridge Electric Board. I mean, think of it as our local publicly accountable electric provider. We like to think of it as an electric board because then you can picture in your mind, just as KPUD has commissioners, the local electric board would have some volunteer citizens who would be serving. They would be experts in providing electric utility, and they would be your accountable source. So unlike last year when PSA rates went up by 11%, and probably most of you didn't even know it happened, let alone getting an invitation to a public meeting, the Bainbridge Electric Board would hold public meetings. It's under the state's disclosure rules. So, for example, we currently do not know details about Bainbridge Island's power outages. We can only see Kitsap countywide data. This organization would be publicly disclosing data. Our second speaker will be Larry Dunbar from Ellensburg Public Power. He is a person with an immense amount of public power experience and also public broadband experience. He does both. So he has a wonderful story about how a couple of cities in Washington, Ellensburg and Port Angeles, have run with the ball and served their local community. Is Greg Marnie here? Great, Greg. Hi, I didn't see you when you came in. Greg is the CEO of a remarkable organization called NOAANet, which is the Northwest Open Access Network for broadband internet communications. So he's here to tell us how that remarkable service, which is run as a public service, I think it's fair to say, can work with Kitsap Public Utility District and eventually with our neighborhoods on Bainbridge, like David's neighborhood, or Dana Hanford's neighborhood, or Dana's looking for the same kind of service. So, Greg Marnie, and then the cleanup hitter is Bob Hunter. Where's Bob? He's here. Bob is the general manager of the Kitsap Public Utility District, a friend of Bainbridge, and a guy who not only manages KPUD's immense amount of water services, including on Bainbridge Island, but has a long-standing business since 2001 providing telecommunications, fiber optic networks. And Bob's organization, he'll tell you, has built a fiber backbone in Kitsap County and here on Bainbridge that currently serves a lot of Bainbridge Island. And so he's your key, whether you're David Mitchell in one local neighborhood or Dana Hanford in another, he and his open access network are available to help you.